refuses to change it regardless, you'd say he's awfully
set in his ways, or?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about somebody you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You'd say he's mighty
fractious.
Okay. All right.
Can't take a joke.
Uh-huh. Talking about somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he was going to get mad.
Mm-hmm. But they sometimes people refer to him as being all business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Thin-skinned?
Yeah, occasionally thin-skinned.
Mm-hmm. Or touchy?
Touchy, yeah, I'd be.
Okay.
Didn't think about those.
Somebody who's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might try to avoid it by telling him, well, now just
calm down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And at the end of the day, if you've been working real hard, you say you're very
tired.
Okay. What about an extreme case of it? I'm just all
worn out.
Okay. You ever heard pooped or?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Shot.
I think a shot is being more like somebody being drunk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What about a person who's, you hear, is in the hospital? You might say, well, he was looking all right yesterday. When was it he
got worse?
Mm-hmm. Or what about using the word sick there? When was it he
got sick?
Yeah. Okay. And if somebody who's been working out in the hot sun, he comes into an air-conditioned room and is, after a little while, his eyes and nose start running. You say it looks like he starts sneezing.
Catching cold?
Yeah. It looks like he did what?
Caught a cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if it, you know, affects his voice, he's a
little hoarse.
Yeah. And if he does that, he's got a
cough.
All right. Late in the day, I might say, well, I'm going to go to bed. Feeling a little
sleepy.
Okay. But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
be wide awake.
Okay, I'll do what?
Wake
I'll,
up.
Okay. And talking about somebody else who's still sleeping and you don't want him to, you might say, well, so-and-so's still in bed. You better go.
I don't understand.
Better go.
Come on. Oh, better go wake him up.
Yeah, okay. All right, the word take. If there's some medicine on the side of the bed, mother might come in and say, well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
But I already
took it.
Well, you're going to have to
take it
some more, okay. And somebody who has trouble hearing, you say he's just about stoned,
yeah.
Okay. And if you've been working out in the hot sun, you might come in and take off your shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I
sweated.
Okay. These places that some people get on their skin, they've kind of red and sensitive, got this white stuff that you mash out. Uh-huh. What do you call a place like that?
Pimple.
Anything else you've heard?
Bump, maybe.
What about the words boil or rising?
Oh, yeah. I always think of a pimple as being a small place, you know, mm-hmm. that kids get on their face, mm-hmm. and a rising as a bigger place and more, you know, just mm-hmm. rougher looking.
Yeah. Do people ever call that a boil?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might call it
a boil or a rising. I always think of a boil as being bigger than a rising. I don't know whether that's right or not, but I always think of a boil as being mm-hmm. bigger than a rising.
Okay. What do you call that white stuff that you mash out?
Pus.
All right. Now, talking about a blister, that fluid inside, what do you call that?
I can't think of any. Excuse me. That was another logger here. We're trying to get a little case settled. It's one of those kind of deals. There's not enough money to go around for the child support.
Yeah. You sound like you like practice law.
Oh, I do. That's a real nice fellow. Hank Fanning, he's real reasonable. Some of these lawyers are crazy. But this one, they're just not enough to go around. They got about 5 or 6 kids, and it's one of those things, you know, it just
that
happens quite a bit. There just isn't enough to.
Did you always want to be a lawyer?